This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Saturday that Israel has prepared for an attack by Iran and is ready for, quote, any scenario, as Iran launched ballistic missiles and more than 100 drones at Israel. Our defense systems are deployed. We are ready for any scenario, both defensively and offensively. The state of Israel is strong. The IDF is strong. The public is strong. More than booms and air raid sirens have sounded in Jerusalem after Iran launched an attack toward Israel in an unprecedented revenge mission that pushes the Middle East closer to a region-wide war. The attack marks the first time Iran has ever launched a direct military assault on Israel. The U.S. says it has downed some of the Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. Iran had vowed revenge since an April 1st airstrike in Syria killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building. Iran accused Israel of being behind the attack. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said in a Saturday statement, the United States will stand with the people of Israel and support their defense against these threats from Iran. Israel finds the body of a teen whose disappearance sparked a deadly settler attack in the West Bank. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Israel's army says the body of a missing Israeli 14-year-old is found in the West Bank after being killed in what it labels a terrorist attack. It comes as violence escalates across the Israeli-occupied West Bank, with tensions simmering for months. The teen's disappearance sparked a large attack by Israeli settlers on a Palestinian village, an attack that left one person dead and more than 20 injured. According to Palestinian authorities, settlers later returned to the village, setting fire to homes and cars. Tensions in the West Bank are especially high since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
For additional stories,